about defense with Saints. They've been taking away the long ball with the two safeties up top. They've been taking away the underneath stuff. Is that too simple an explanation of how defense has been playing against?
I think yes. And the reason, what type of leverage are they playing on the underneath coverage? Because if you just say that, then they should be able to cover every pass play ever known to man. Yes, it is slightly too simple, but that is a pass coverage defense, meaning they are trying to stop your passing game. So how do you beat it?
Yeah, for sure.
But that being said, it's how do you go about attacking it? You know, are they playing with slight outside leverage, inside leverage? You know, what type of, are they in a trail technique? And all those things rolled in based on opponent and based on how they're playing, play in and play out, determine what plays you want to call, what type of techniques you have to use to execute to beat that coverage, that type of thing.
It kind of seems silly to say that Hakeem Nicks would lack confidence, but it seems like the last couple of weeks his confidence is growing in terms of what he can do physically. Have you guys seen that? And has it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's as it's proven to himself, as he starts looking more and more like the number 88 that we know, you know, I think his confidence does grow in his physical abilities. I don't think he's ever doubted himself and what he could do, but what he can actually do on his legs, you know, that's starting to improve.
Does it show you guys too? I mean, do you guys see him gaining that confidence? And if he doesn't have that confidence, it kind of holds him back a little bit in terms of game planning and everything else that you can do for him?
I don't know if the confidence affects us. You know, if we felt he lacked confidence, that would affect us. But I never saw that in him at all. But once we see him do things physically that we've seen him do in the past and we know, you know, can help our football team, that certainly gives us confidence in our game planning.
They call this a copycat league. Are teams copying what other defenses have done to you guys in the past? Does this go back to Dallas in week 1 or even last year to what New England and San Fran did to you guys in the playoffs? Like, do you see teams copying each other week in, week out, or are you seeing different things each week?
I think we're seeing different things each week. I mean, there are aspects of similar coverages, and, you know, based on whether are they going to play us more single high or two high. But we have seen probably slightly more two high, which would be in that term, yes, copying. But that's not necessarily the techniques, or it's not always cover two. It's now 4/2. It's 4/2 sky week. It's things like that are different by week.
What is keeping Gerald Jernigan off the field and making an impact on the field?
I don't think anything is really keeping him off the field. I think actually he's done a very nice job this last month and a half of really starting to play fast again. It was one of the things that last year, at the end of the year, he started to really play fast during practice, and that's when his opportunities started happening as far as getting a suit, as far as, you know, playing a little bit on offense, playing on special teams. He's starting to play fast again, which is where we need him to play.
Does it hurt him at all knowing that he is very comfortable in the slot, and obviously you have a guy in the slot that you're very comfortable with? Does that hurt his reps in game situations because Victor's there? You're not looking to throw Jarrell into that spot.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if it hurts him. You know, because if he became the guy who was better outside, then he would gain the reps outside. You know, so it's all based on at the end of the week, who do we feel like can actually help our team win the football game more? And once he becomes that guy, that's when he'll start to get, you know, the opportunities.